sing that every day. Every day, be great. Welcome to Mountain State Baptist Church Seeker Sunday School class. Have you been reading the Bible every day, praying every day? Everyone that reads their Bible through this year can come to the Bible Readers Banquet free of charge in January. It'll happen. If you need help, tell me. We'll get you a schedule. What book are we in? Genesis. Who wrote it? God wrote it. Who did He breathe it to? To put it on paper. Moses is right. The first book of Genesis is what I call it. The first 11 chapters, about 2,000 years, is the period of time it covered. Guess what? Every word of it's true. It's the Word of God. Then the second book of Genesis, chapter 12 to 50, we found out that's the Word of God true too. That's true too. God breathed that part too. We've been looking at the patriarchs. Who's the first patriarch? Abraham is right in chapter 12. And Abraham begat Isaac. We looked at him, and then Isaac begat Jacob is right. That's what we've been looking at for a while now. Brother Butch, how about praying for us, please? Chapter 31, in just a minute. We've already seen Jacob as the deceiving brother back in chapter 25 when he tricked Esau out of the birthright. The deceitful son in 27, when he tricks his father, lies, and says he's Esau. We saw him all in 28 as the dreaming pilgrim. He saw Jacob's ladder. The ladder spread, stretched from earth to heaven. And that ladder was the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. The only way from earth to heaven. If you don't learn anything else today, learn that. The only way is Jesus. He is the way. Then in 29, we saw He was lovesick. He was lovesick for Rachel. He saw Rachel, and immediately He was lovesick. And then He's the frustrated family man. We saw all them kids and the four wives, and he's scratching his head. He don't know which way to go. And then we left him as an enterprising employee. Him and Laban make up a business contract, and they're going to raise cattle. He's a rancher now. We're in chapter 31. Lord, please help us again. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Jacob's also homesick. We saw it back in chapter 30. He asked, could he go home? He said, give me, in 26, he said, give me my wives and my children for whom I've served thee, and let me go. He's homesick. He's wanting to go home. There's three reasons he's homesick and wanting to go home. And the first one's in verse 1. It's Laban's sons. They resent him. And it says, and he heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's hath he gotten all this glory. Well, let's just look back in chapter 30, verse 30. It says, for it was little which thou hadst when I came. Well, it looks to me like that's what Laban had when Jacob came. So at the most, Jacob could have stole was little. Right. Sometimes we imagine things better than what they was or worse than what they were. Then in verse 2, back in 31 now, it's not just the son's resentment, but Laban resents Jacob also. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before. See, really, this is all more reaping. Still reaping from chapter 24 and those other chapters before this. But Laban's face is not toward Jacob like it was. You know, many times somebody doesn't have to say something. You can look at their face and tell. You can tell they're not toward you. Or maybe they are toward you. You can tell both ways many times. Then verse 3, here's another reason. And the main reason that Jacob ought to leave and go back home and be homesick. It says, for the Lord said. He's got the Word of God going with him now on his side. The Lord said, Jacob, return. How much more you need? All right. Right there is it. That's the best reason in the world. Of the three reasons, this is the best reason. The Word of God said, go ahead, return unto the land of thy fathers and to thy kindred, That's even Esau, see? And I will be with thee. He done told him that a few chapters back, 20 years before that. He said, I'll be with you. And he's telling him now, he said, okay, going back home and I'll be with you. Right. That's the best there is. I mean, that's check mark, check mark. I mean, if the Lord's with you, you realize when you got saved, he moved inside and he's not going to let. The Lord's with you. The Lord's with you, and he's with Jacob here. He's with Jacob. And here's some other things that kind of pointed Jacob toward home. Verse 4, and Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field under the flock. And he said unto them, I see thy father's countenance that is not toward me as before, but don't worry about it. The God of my father hath been with me. So he's got a revelation. I know that's the same thing. God's going to be with him. And he's got the envy of others against him. And now he's got the faithfulness. Verse 6. The faithfulness of God. But then also, you know, Jacob's been faithful to Laban. He's been faithful for 20 years. He said, you know, that with all my power, I've served your father. And he's done that. Verse 7. The father deceived him. I'm talking about Rachel's father, Leah's father, Laban. He deceived him. He said, your father, talking to the girls, hath deceived me and changed my wages 10 times. But God suffered him not to hurt me. Then he talks about the goodness of God, just like Sister Cheryl sang in verse 8 here and 9. If he said, thus the speckled shall be thy wages, then all the cattle bear speckled. If he said, thus the ring strake shall be thy hire, then bear all the cattle ring strake. Thus God hath taken away the cattle of your father and given them to me. And then he's got a dream, a revelation. You know, back then, God used dreams. They didn't have King James. Right. Jacob didn't have the King James. And so here's God talks to him in a dream. In verse 10, and it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived, I lifted up mine eyes and saw in a dream. And behold, the rams were leaped upon the cattle, were ring-straked and speckled and grizzled. And sheep and goats are called cattle also. And the angel of the Lord spake unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob. And I said, here am I. And then he tells him, he gives him the vision here, the revelation. He said, lift up now thine eyes and see all the rams which leap upon the cattle are ring-straked, speckled, and grizzled. For I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee. You know, he sees all we do too. He sees Brother Rick when he's crooked. He sees Brother Rick when he walks straight. He knows. He doesn't just know that I came to Sunday school. He knows why.
Right.
He knows why I'm here. Jacob's got a vision now. Let's look at 13, Revelation 13. And I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, and where thou vowest a vow unto me. Now arise and get thee out from this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. God does not want all those kids raised in idolatry. Laban has idols, we'll see in a little bit. Right. He's an idolater, and God wants them out of there. And Jacob's world is becoming more and more meaningless. You know, if all you work for is a piece of paper or pieces of paper, there really ain't much to it.
Right.
It gets more and more meaningless all the time. But to Jacob, the Word of God was getting more and more meaningful. He was interested in this revelation from God, and he's ready to obey. Starting in 14, he's talking to the girls here. And Rachel and Leah answered and said unto him, is there yet any portion of inheritance for us in our father's house? Are we not counted of him strangers? And remember, ladies didn't have the place they do today. They didn't have the freedom, let's say. For he has sold us. He did. That's how everyone got their bride. Every Jewish boy paid for his bride. That's just what they did back then. And the girls recognized it. He said, for he has sold us and hath quite devoured also our money. He didn't just sell us. He already spent the money. For all the riches which God hath taken from our father, that is ours and our children's. Now then, whatsoever God has said unto thee, do it. Here's two aggravated sisters, two aggravated wives. They've been fussing and fighting their whole life, but they're in agreement on this. They said, yeah, let's go home. Let's get out of here. Laban, Daddy, he ain't done us right. He sold us. So here's the frustration in 17, starting in 17. Then Jacob rose up and set his sons and his wives upon camels, and he carried away all the cattle and all his goods which he had gotten, the cattle of his getting, which he had gotten in Padan Aram, for to go to Isaac, his father, in the land of Canaan. And Laban went to shear his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the images, the idols that Laban worshipped. Laban's an idol worshiper, and Rachel stole his little idols, the images that were her father's. And 20, and Laban stole away, or I'm sorry, and Jacob stole away unawares to Laban the Syrian, in that he told him not that he fled. Laban went to shear sheep at a little bit of a change. He'd been shearing Jacob for 20 years. Yeah. But while he's gone, Jacob heads the other way and starts out toward home. And Rachel stole the idols. And one reason she stole them is so when Laban gets back, he can't ask the idols which way they went. Right. Or at least maybe that's what she thought. I can't prove that. Let's look a little bit at these idols. You see them in Judges 17:5. We learn a little bit about idols. They call them teraphims here. 17:5. And the men of Micah had a house of gods and made an ephod or apron and a teraphim, an idol or an image, and consecrated one of his sons who became his priest. And then if you read chapter 18, I'm not going to read it today, 17 to 24, you see more about these teraphims and these idols. And let's do look at Zechariah here. Zechariah 10. And we see again that idolatry is wrong. The Lord's against it. I'm against it. You're against it. But we just need to be careful and not get idols in our life. Here it is. Let's try Zechariah 10:2. For the idols have spoken vanity, and the diviners have seen a lie and have told false dreams. They comfort in vain. Therefore, they went their way as a flock. They were troubled because there was no shepherd. So, when we don't have the truth, we'll make wooden idols or ivory idols or maybe silicone idols. And we need the Lord. We need the Lord, the real God. These are all fake and help us. We'll see more in a minute. 24, the revelation. I'm back in Genesis 31 now. Let's see. I think I'm really on verse 21. So they fled. Laban went one way to shear sheep. Jacob takes the family and the flocks and goes left, goes the other way. And so he fled with all that he had. And he rose up and passed over the river and set his face toward the Mount Gilead. And it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob was fled. And he took his brethren with him and pursued after him 7 days' journey. It would normally have been a 10-day trip, but Laban makes it in 7 days. And they overtook him in the Mount Gilead, about 300 miles. And God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night and said to him, take heed that thou speak not to Jacob, either good or bad. Now, if it was me, I'd have turned around right there. And I went back home. Laban didn't do that. 25, and Laban overtook Jacob. And Jacob had pitched his tent in the mount, and Laban with his brethren pitched in the Mount of Gilead. Now Laban met the true God right there. Yeah. He had a chance to turn from idols to the true God right there and didn't do it. Now here he confronts Jacob starting in 26. And Laban said to Jacob, What hast thou done that thou hast stolen away unawares to me and carried away my daughters? I thought at the wedding you gave them away. And captives take them with the sword. Wherefore didst thou flee away secretly and steal away from me? Didst not tell me that I might have sent thee away with mirth? Hold on to that word mirth there for a little bit. And with songs and tabret and with harp. And hast not suffered me to kiss or allowed me to kiss my sons and my daughters. Thou hast now done foolishly in so doing. And it is in my power to hurt. Wait a minute. I thought he wanted to use myrrh.
Yeah.
Ugh. But the God of your father spake unto me yesterday night, saying, take thou heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. And now though thou wouldest needs be gone, because thou sore longest after thy father's house. He's saying, that's okay. Yet wherefore hast thou stolen my gods, my little G gods, my idols, my teraphims, my images? Why did you do that? Well, here's the explanation. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, because I was afraid. Uh-oh, more reaping. Didn't we read last week, the Lord hath not given us the spirit of fear,
right,
but of power and of love and of a sound mind? God doesn't mean for you to be afraid this morning. He's not interested in that. And Jacob wouldn't have been if he wasn't reaping what he sowed. For he said, peradventure thou wouldest take by force thy daughters from me. For with whomsoever thou findest thy gods, let him not live. This is Jacob saying, look, I didn't take your gods. You search a place and you kill whoever took them. We don't have them. Before our brethren, and lay them out here. You find the gods, lay them out here before our brethren. Discern thou what is thine with me, and take it to thee. For Jacob knew not that Rachel had stolen them. And Laban went into Jacob's tent, and into Leah's tent, and into the two maidservants' tents, but he found them not. And then went he out of Leah's tent and entered into Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the images, the little G-gods, the idols, and put them in the camel's furniture and sat upon them. And Laban searched all the tent, but found them not. And she said unto her father, let it not displease my lord, little lord, small lord, that I cannot rise up before thee, for the custom of women is upon me. And he searched, but found not the images. I just want to go ahead and say, she's her father's daughter.
Yeah.
The whole family is a mess.
Yeah.
Isn't the Bible fun?
Yeah.
I know, I'm sorry I'm doing so much reading, but the Bible is fun. And Jacob was wroth. And showed with Laban, hey, more reaping, guess what? Not only am I not supposed to be afraid, I'm not supposed to be mad.
Yeah.
Or wroth.
Right.
More reaping. And Jacob was wroth and showed with Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, what is my trespass? What is my sin that thou hast so hotly pursued after me? Whereas thou hast searched all my stuff, what hast thou found of all thy household stuff? Set it here before my brethren and thy brethren, that we may judge betwixt us both. This 20 years, it's been 20 years now of reaping. 20 years have I been with thee. Thy ewes and thy she-goats have not cast their young. The rams of thy flock have I not eaten. That which was torn of beast I brought not unto thee. I bear the loss of it. Of my hand didst thou require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. Thus I was in the day, the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes. Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters, 6 years for thy cattle, and thou hast changed my wages 10 times, except the big God, capital G God, of my father, the God of Abraham. Now here's one reason Laban didn't do anything to him, but notice this second reason, and the fear of Isaac. See, Laban's not the only one that's got a clan. A fella tell me about a family I know the other day. He said that they're all right if you don't cross them. He said if you cross them, he said they'll get together and they'll come and kill you. He said don't cross them. Well, Isaac might. Abraham had 400 trained soldiers and has been with me. Surely thou hadst sent me away now empty. If it hadn't been for God, and you know Isaac's got a company back there too, he said, you'd already took care of me. God has seen mine affliction. Guess what? More reaping. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. Yeah. And the labor of my hands, and rebuked thee yesterday night. He said, God saw it and rebuked you. This representation is not very good because Laban's gods could be set on. You could just set on. Made out of clay or wood or something like that. Dead, they can't talk, they can't hear, they can't see. Idols. Laban answered and said to Jacob, these daughters are my daughters, these children are my children, these cattle are my cattle, and all that thou seest is mine. What can I do this day unto these my daughters or unto my children which they have borne? Now therefore, come, let us make a covenant, I and thou, and let it be a witness, the covenant, be for a witness between me and thee. And Jacob took a stone, set it for a pillar, and Jacob said unto his brother, gather stones. They took stones and made a heap, and they did eat there upon the heap, and Laban called it, and Jacob called it Galilee. And Laban said, this heap is a witness between me and thee this day. Therefore was the name of it called Gilead and Mizpah. For he said, the Lord watch between me and thee when we are absent one from another. If thou shalt afflict my daughters, or if thou shalt take other wives beside my daughters, no man is with us. See, God is witness betwixt me and thee. And Laban said unto Jacob, behold this heap, and behold the pillar which I have cast betwixt me and thee, and the heap be witness, this pillar be witness, that I will not pass over this heap to thee, and that thou shalt not pass over this heap and this pillar unto me for harm. What they're saying is, look, you cross this line, I'll kill you. They're not going to cross for harm. They're not going to cross for harm. And the God of Abraham, the God of Nahor, the God of their father, judge betwixt us. Jacob swear by the fear of his father Isaac. And then Jacob offered sacrifice upon the mountain, called his brethren to eat bread. And they did eat bread and tarried all night in the mountain. Early in the morning, Laban rose up, kissed his sons and his daughters, blessed them. And Laban departed and returned unto his place. The Lord watch between me and thee. Cross this line and I'll kill you. Here's two rascals agreeing to quit fleecing each other and start fleecing somebody new. Work on somebody new. Can you take some more? Let's see. Laban is bias, bitter and blind. Lost. He's an idol worshiper. And he met the true God, gave him a revelation. He didn't do anything about it. Stayed with these little G gods, wanted to know where they was. The lesson Jacob learns here is God does not condemn sin in the sinner and condone it in the saint.
Right. That's right.
If it's bad for you, it's bad for me.
Amen.
It's bad for me. And Jacob learned 20 years before this, he got saved when they passed by here. Now on the way back, he gets sanctified. Going to get his name changed here in a little bit. Probably going to be where he got saved. Probably. If you can stand 32. Let's start into 32 here. Here's Jacob's communion with God, the determined wrestler. Saved at Bethel and sanctified here. Here's the presence. verse 1 and 2, Genesis 32, 1 and 2. And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's host." And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And then the plan. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, unto the land of Seir, the country of Edom. Remember, it's been 20 years. And the last time he saw Esau, he tricked him. And Esau had a plan to kill him. And he commanded them, saying, "Thus shall ye speak unto my lord Esau." Well, that's new, isn't it? That's brand new. The last time he was trying to get the double blessing. He was got the birthright, and he was wanting the blessing. And Esau wasn't his lord back in chapter 24. He said, "Go tell my lord, little lord Esau, thy servant Jacob." That's a lot different. He wanted the blessing where Esau was going to serve him. It's a different Jacob now. This is a different Jacob coming back. He said, "Thy servant Jacob saith thus, I have sojourned, vacationed with Laban, and stayed there until now. And I have..." Jacob knows what to bring up and talk about and what not to. In verse 5, he said, "I have oxen and asses and flocks and men servant and women servant, and I have sent to tell my lord that I may find grace in thy sight." He better find grace. He better find some good grace. Here's the panic now, starting in 6. "And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, We came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee with 400 men with him." Yeah. That's going to be good, isn't it? Hadn't seen him for 20 years. Last time when he did see him, Esau was going to kill him. And they said, he's coming with 400 men. And Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. Guess what? More reaping.
Yeah.
More reaping. "Be not deceived, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap." They got what they wanted and lost what they had, is what happened. "And he divided the people that was with him, and the flocks and the herds and the camels, into two bands, and said, If Esau come to the one company and smite it, then the other company which is left shall escape." Then the prayer. Somebody better pray. Jacob said, "Oh God." Oh, oh God. This is serious praying now. Yeah. "Oh God of my father Abraham, and the God of my father Isaac, the Rehoboam and Jeroboam, the Lord which saidest unto me, You said, Return unto my country, thy country, and to thy kindred, and I'll deal well with thee, and I am not worthy." Jacob ain't never said that before. Jacob ain't never said that before. He said, "I'm not worthy. I know we've been made worthy, and I'm glad for it. But I'm going to go ahead and tell you up front, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant." There we go again. "For with my staff I passed over this Jordan." In other words, when Jacob came over, all he had was a stick. 20 years ago, when he crossed over, all he had was a stick. When I got saved, I could have moved in a cigar box. I had nothing. I had nothing. When I got the Lord, I got everything. "For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I'm become two bands." Two bands. That's the prayer. The first mention of not worthy, especially for Jacob. And God helps those who are unable to help themselves. Isaiah 40, 29. He gives power to the faint. I get an amen right there. "And to them that have no might, He increases strength." Amen. It's like, oh God, oh God. So here's the present. Like not past, present, future, but like a gift. The present. Verse 11. Deliver me, I pray thee. Have you been delivered? Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him. Lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. And thou saidest, I will surely do thee good, and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. And he lodged there that same night, and took of that which came to his hand a present for Esau his brother. Now, that's a little bit different right there. There's 200 she-goats, 20 he-goats, 200 ewes, 20 rams, 30 milk camels with their colts, 40 kine, that's a cow, 10 bulls, 20 she-asses, and 10 foals. That's 580 animals. A present. It's a present. And he delivered them into the hand of his servants, every drove by themselves, and said to his servants, pass over before me, and put a space betwixt drove and drove. He spread them out. Maybe Kim said she always got the end of the line when her dad was paddling them, and maybe he'd be wore out the time he got to her. There was five of them. And maybe Esau would be tired of killing stuff by the time he gets to the last one. And he commanded the foremost, saying, when Esau my brother meeteth thee and asketh thee, saying, whose art thou? And whither goest thou? And whose are these before thee? Then thou shalt say, they be thy servant Jacob's, and it is a present, gift wrapped, sent unto my lord Esau. And behold, also, he is behind us. And so commanded he the second group and the third group, and all that followed the droves, saying, on this manner shall ye speak unto Esau when ye find him. And say ye moreover, more than that, behold, thy servant Jacob is behind us, for he said, I will appease him with the present that goeth before me, and afterward I will see his face. Peradventure he will accept of me. So went the present over before him, and himself lodged that night in the company. There's the presence. Then here's the struggle, the travail. 22. And he rose up that night and took his two wives and two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone. Now we've talked about this before. What us Baptists like to call it is daily devotions. But I just want to emphasize that's when God will talk to you. When you're alone.
Right.
That's one reason at camp we leave cell phones at home. Bring your Bible. There's memory verses. In the morning, when you get up in the morning, it's the best time.
Yeah.
And to be alone with God. And God will talk to you. Jacob was left alone. Alone. God didn't talk to him when he was with Laban, with the family, with the crowd. That's not when God talks to you normally, when you're left alone. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. So it's somebody that's alive here. When he saw that he prevailed not again against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, and he wrestled with him. Talking about the holy versus the unholy. He got altered right here. Here's where Jacob gets changed. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, this is the man said unto Jacob, what is thy name? Now, the last time someone asked Jacob his name, he lied about it. He said, I'm Esau. He said, what's thy name? And he said, Jacob. He said, I'm a surplanter, a trickster, a deceiver. That's my name. That's who I am.
Yeah.
That's what I've been.
Yeah, that's good right there.
And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. Because Israel means a prince. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Let's check it out in 2 Chronicles 7:14. This is where he gets a new life. He gets born again. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way. My people, not the people in the apartments, my people, turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will hear their land. Turn from their wicked ways. That's like repent. That's where Jacob's at now. In 28, this is where he's at, the triumph. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. He said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. Let's check it out in Hebrews 7:7. Jacob knew who he was. He'd met him before. Hebrews 7:7. I guess he wanted to hear it again. For without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. See, it's got to be the Lord that would bless Jacob. Couldn't be somebody less than him. It had to be somebody bigger than him. And that'd be God. That would be God. Verse 30. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God, big G God, face to face. And my life's preserved. And he passed over Peniel, and the sun rose upon him. He's got a brand new life, a brand new start. I asked my mom this morning, I said, the sun's shining in your backyard. She said it was all the way down there at Charles. It's a brand new day. The sun rose upon him and he halted upon his thigh. Therefore the children of Israel eat not of the snow which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh and the sinew that shrank. Face to face with God, consecration. He got consecrated. Got peace with God at Bethel, salvation. Here he surrenders and gets sanctified. Never to walk again the same. He won by yielding. At Bethel, he saw a ladder. Here, Jacob sees the Lord. At Bethel, he became a believing man. Here, he's a broken man. At Bethel, he became a son of God. Here, he becomes a saint of God. At Bethel, he came away from Bethel with a new spring in his step. He came away from Jabbok with a lasting limp the rest of his life. At Bethel, he died to sin. Here, he dies to self.
Yeah.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for writing it down. In Jesus' name, amen.